Remember back last summer when thousands of people marched in the streets demanding justice for George Floyd, who was killed by police, and for so many other people of color who died at the hands of police or while in police custody? Remember all that? There were Black Lives Matter protests in Potsdam and Watertown and Canton and Glens Falls and Plattsburgh. And one outcome of all those protests was a state order for police departments to, quote, reinvent themselves. Well, that process is underway. And so far, few people in the North Country seem to be paying much attention. That's today's story of the day.
Story of the Day is supported by Jernabi Coffee House in Potsdam, New York, proudly serving locally roasted coffee since 2008, 11 Maple Street in Potsdam, and online at jernabi.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, November 18th. First up, coronavirus cases across New York continue to rise, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is warning of a dangerous spike due to Thanksgiving gatherings. The statewide 7-day average of positive tests is just under 3% now. 35 New Yorkers died in the last day, and hospitalizations are up to 2,200. At a briefing today, Cuomo noted COVID-19 cases in Canada spiked after Canadian Thanksgiving. He urged people in New York to have small Thanksgiving dinners to avoid spreading the virus.
My advice on Thanksgiving? Don't be a turkey. You don't want to be the turkey on Thanksgiving. You know what love is on Thanksgiving? I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you, that I'm not going to see you. That's how you show me you love me.
Last week, Cuomo signed an executive order prohibiting gatherings of more than 10 people indoors, including in private homes. Some local law enforcement officials have said they won't enforce it. Cuomo said it's the law, and it's their job to enforce it.
I mean, nobody's saying knock on doors, count heads, right? You come across a gathering for one reason or another, and there's 20 people there, you say, this can't happen.
The virus continues to spread widely in the North Country. Counties in the region have recorded more than 200 new COVID-19 cases so far this week. Police departments across New York State have been instructed to reinvent and modernize their policies and procedures by April of next year. The mandate was part of an executive order signed by Governor Cuomo following widespread protests over police brutality this past summer. As Julia Ritchie reports, some North Country police departments are starting to go public with their plans, but many are struggling to get the word out.
St. Lawrence County Sheriff Brooks Bigwarf says his department is already halfway through completing many of the requirements outlined by the governor's executive order this summer.
We've reviewed and had some amendments and changes from our use of force policy. We've had more biased awareness training, de-escalation training, and we've reviewed all of our policies and procedures.
Bigwarf said they started with an internal review of their policies, looking at things like use of force and the potential purchase of body cameras. He later started meeting with smaller stakeholder groups to get their input, and now he says they're on to step three.
Step three will be the process of having a public hearing, which is going to be on December 21st, followed by a resolution from the county board, and then the fourth process would to send the certification, the resolution down to the director of budget in New York State that we've complied with the police executive order 203.
The police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis this summer sparked protests nationwide, including in the North Country, where issues of race and policing have often been under-acknowledged. Governor Cuomo's executive order in June was part of a suite of reforms passed by New York's legislature. Reform advocates hope this could force an examination of everything from arrest and stop rates of people of color to use of tear gas during protests to body cameras. Other police departments are starting to get the word out about their own reform efforts, though it hasn't exactly been easy in a year with a pandemic, presidential election, and restrictions on gatherings like public meetings. Asked how much public feedback they've actually received so far, Warren County Sheriff Jim LaFarr says,
"Really not a lot, to be honest with you. We put something out on social media. We have a survey that's on our website. We're asking for community feedback."
LaFarr says he will continue to push community outreach as their process moves forward, but he remains skeptical of the rushed process.
The timeline that's been established is, to be quite honest, and I'm not saying this to be offensive towards our governor, it's unrealistic.
Eileen Raymond serves on the Public Safety Advisory Committee for the Village of Canton and has been very involved in the Canton Police Department's reform discussions. Raymond says she'd like to see more coordination among departments, especially in Canton, where the Sheriff's Department and State Police are also headquartered.
I think that it's really, really important that, particularly in jurisdictions that have several policing units in their communities, that all of those units be in sync on how operations are to be handled so that they add to each other's work and don't trip over each other.
LaFarr says it's crunch time for departments to put together a plan that can be approved by the county and sent to the state by April 1st.
You know, if I could stress anything, there really can't be a cookie-cutter plan. It's not like you could implement a plan in Albany County that's going to be successful or really valuable in Warren County. In the city of Glens Falls, having their own municipal police department, their plan's going to be very different than ours.
LaFarr says it's important to understand that their work to improve their operations and connect with the community will likely extend well beyond the state's deadline. Julia Ritchie, North Country Public Radio.
Public input sessions were held by police departments today in Potsdam and in Warren County, and we'll have reporting on how those went next week on Story of the Day. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Ben Sharon of Watertown and Danny Thomas of Canton. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.